26 before I ever understood what success is. Success isn't getting there. Success is making a decision that you're going to get there and move toward it. It's like the kid in school is getting C and D average, and they're working for A and B. And they're giving it everything they've got. They're a successful person. It's like a person that's maybe accumulated $1 million and is working towards an estate of $5 million, and they're progressively moving in that direction. They're a successful person. Each one as successful as the other. See, it's got nothing to do whether it's a mark for a kid in school or it's an amount of money for a business person. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That's Earl Nightingale's definition of success. He stumbled on that in 1951. He died in 1989, and he never changed a word. I came across that in 1961. I have never changed a word, and I've never found a better definition. I think Earl Nightingale has nailed it. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. I'm here, I know I'm here, I'm going there, and I know I'm going to get there. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know I'm going to get there. See, I had the good fortune of working with Sir Edmund Hillary on two or three occasions. No one had ever been to the top of Mount Everest, but he got there. You know why? He made up his mind he was going there. Now, he went to Nepal in 51 and he blew it. He failed. But in 52, he went back again. Now, everybody told him he was crazy because a lot of people had died trying to climb that mountain. He failed again in 52. But in 1953, Ed Hillary and Tenzing Norgay stood right on top of the world. They were successful in 51 when they started to go for the summit. See, the Wright brothers were successful when they made up their mind they were going to get the plane off the ground. They weren't successful when they got it off the ground. They were successful the moment they decided they were going to get it off the ground. You know where you're going? Have you made up your mind you're going to get there? You don't have to know how. The how will be shown as you go towards it. You won't know how to get there until after the fact. It's in retrospect that we see the path we took. That's a very important thing. As a kid, I was pole vaulting. When I knocked the bar off, I thought I was failing. The truth was, I was succeeding. But no one ever told me that. I know the difference today, and now so do you.
All right, my people, so that's Bob Proctor. You know what I'm saying? I've been studying him and some of the other leaders for a minute now, and today we're going to be talking about success. I hope that you enjoyed, you know, the way we opened up today as we're talking about, do you know what success is, all right? You got to know, all right, my people? So this is very interesting because this week I actually was going over some books and some information because I'm learning. As you continue to vibrate the situation, vibrate higher, you got to make sure that you kind of continue to study those very important stuff. So I had to be searching through a book, and this book I read some while ago, but I wanted to make sure that I'm going over the information so that I can apply it. And just remember that we have to apply the information. This is just watching a movie. And I don't know about you, but I do know some of the best type of learning is when you have the hands-on approach. And more importantly, if it's something that's going to help your business, listen, you got to implement it sooner than later. So I picked up the book, and I'm going to share some of this book with you, which is also connected to you being successful and knowing what it is to be successful. So here we go. So if you want to get rich in your niche and you want to be able to get this information so you continue to be successful, all right, here goes some great information from a book I read a while back, okay? And the book is called The Richest Man from Babylon, okay? And here goes some very important principles so that you won't have to read the whole book, at least not right now. But I just want to give you the main ideas, okay? It says here, for every 10 coins that you have, make sure you just take 9. Make sure you leave 1 in a basket, all right? so that your light can shine. That's right. I had to put that little poem on it. All right. I just put that little poem on it because it's going to help you memorize this so that you can continue to use this once again. So basically, some people say it like this. Take 10 cents off every dollar. Okay. If you make $100, take 10% off. Okay. If you make $100, that means you got to take $10 out. All right. Similar to the idea that you hear when you go to church about tithing, which is 10%. All right. So you have 10 apples. Make sure you what? You take one off. Okay. If you got 100 apples, then you got to take 10 off. Okay. If you get 1,000, and I'm pretty sure you get the idea right now. But it also says here, it says, as your wallet gets fat in the amount and weight, it said it will feel good in your hand and bring satisfaction to your soul. Okay, my people? So it will feel good in your hand. All right? Make sure you get that good feeling knowing that your tree is growing. All right? Number two, control your expenses. It says here that you must budget your expenses so you can have money to pay for necessities, to pay for your enjoyments and gratify your worth while desires without spending more than 9/10 of your earnings. Okay. Make thy gold multiply. Put each coin to laboring that it may reproduce its kind, even as the flocks of the field, and help bring the income. A stream of wealth that shall flow constantly into thy purse. All right. So basically, make the gold multiply. Okay. It says basically that you'll be able to reproduce it. That's why you are going to save it so that you can reproduce it. All right. Number four, guard your treasures from loss. Invest where thy principal is safe, where it may be reclaimed if desired. It says where you won't fail to collect a fair rental. Consult with wise men. Secure the advice of those who experience and the profitable handling of gold. Let their wisdom protect your treasure. All right. So basically, you want someone knowledgeable who can guide you. It might be somebody in that field of knowledge who knows how to help you multiply your seed, okay? So let me give you a few more before you go. My people, number five, make out of thy dwelling a profitable investment. Own thy own home. Okay, let me say that again. Make of thy dwelling a profitable investment. Own thy own home. Okay, this reminds me of the fact that instead of we having a bill, you get the money, let's just say you got your tax return, we got to make sure that instead of going to buy something, purchase something, that we are investing in something that's going to produce more money, okay? That cash machine, I like to call it. Number six, ensure a future income. Provide in advance for the needs of thy growing age and protection of the family. Once again, it says ensure a future income. Provide in advance for the needs of thy growing age and protection of thy family. All right, number seven, increase your ability to earn. Cultivate your own power. Okay? So this is a few tips, my people, from the richest man from Babylon. And I also have to give you that last one, which I forgot to put on here, which is number two, control your expenditures, okay? Budget your expenses so you can have money to pay for the necessities, to pay for the enjoyments, and gratify your worth with desires without spending more than 9/10 of your earnings. Email Master TYE 811. Once again, Master TYE 811 at gmail.com. And I'll send you some free goodies over for your monies. Get some goodies for your monies. Peace and love.
large portion of the richest people in the world save their money. To get rich, you need to save and invest at least 10% of your entire income. Top earners and the wealthiest people in this world invest way more than 10%. But for the average person, 10% is a great achievable goal. Start this today as soon as possible to lock that habit down. And yes, saving is a habit. In fact, just recently I've been putting 5% of my income into a savings account and started putting money into an IRA, something that I recommend anyone to do. Tip number two is to control your expenses. Honestly, this is something I need to work on. When you're trying to increase your wealth, there are two things you can focus on: increasing your income and decreasing your expenses. A lot of self-help books tell people to focus on just increasing their income. But if you're living lavishly right now, it might be easier just to cut your expenses in half than it is to double your income. For example, I spent probably a couple hundred extra dollars last month buying myself a new pair of headphones, going out to eat more, and actually, I spent around $500 on Facebook ads that didn't earn me any money back. I finally sat back and thought, how much is this ad spend generating? It was an expense that wasn't increasing my output, so I got rid of it. But you should aim to do what I just did monthly. If you're not tracking your expenses and income, then you're not going to become rich. I can guarantee you that. You can't manage what isn't measured, so start budgeting and tracking your money. It's just a tool, and if you don't keep it sharp like a saw, it will take you more work to accomplish your financial goals. Tip number three is to invest in places that you are knowledgeable, wisely. Bitcoin falls in this category. I have no idea how Bitcoin works. I don't know where it will be in 10 years. And most people investing in Bitcoin honestly don't know how it works either. According to the advice in this book, most people should not invest in Bitcoin. You should invest in things that you are very knowledgeable about. For example, I know quite a bit about creating YouTube videos, sales pages, and email marketing. So I'm going to work on growing my net worth using those skills instead of betting it on Bitcoin, which is technically completely uncontrollable by me. Put your money in places that you're knowledgeable about, and in places that you can control. For example, I can control how well my new course sells, by how much content I create, by how much I spend on advertising, and how well the ads convert. All things that I can control. You'll notice all successful investors do the same thing. In fact, in most public stocks, when you buy a share, you're actually buying a part of a company that you can make a decision in. In some cases, if you own a certain percentage, you can actually be on a board of directors that makes big decisions, controlling a part of the company and having influence on your actual investment. Tip number four is to keep learning and always keep growing. This ties in with investing in what you are knowledgeable about. You can broaden your investing area simply by learning about more things. For example, I could take a Bitcoin course and probably be in the top 10% of people who actually know how Bitcoin works, but I'd have to take the time and learn. Maybe I need to work on my video thumbnails. I'll test, experiment, grow, and learn how to make them better throughout time. You guys can literally scroll through my channel and look at the massive amount of experiments that I've tried. A little self-plug here, you can check out my Psychology of Attraction course at psychologyofattraction.com or in the description to learn how to become a better communicator and get people to like you. A lot of the stuff in the course is intended for dating, but for the price that I sell it, you can definitely get a ROI for my premium content. Most of it's just general communication and likability stuff. Now, besides my course, there are tons of other courses out there that will teach you things that put you years ahead of your peers. In fact, one of my biggest investments in 2018 is going to be buying video courses, because if an expert can put time to summarize everything they've learned into a single course, I'm sure that I will get value from it. It's one way to accomplish the advice of the richest man in Babylon: keep learning. Tip number five is to guard your money from fatal loss. This means insurance. You buy insurance for your car, you buy insurance for your home, and you buy health insurance too. Also, this goes for cash. Don't stuff it all underneath your bed. Imagine if your house caught fire and it all burned down. That would be horrible and you'd lose everything. Instead, take it to a bank or invest it somewhere else. Also, avoid gambling, because most gambling places are actually rigged to lose. And everyone has seen the recent Bitcoin hacks. Take this into perspective. Can you actually guard a Bitcoin? Are there places out there that insure your Bitcoins? Just something to think about. Tip number six is to set up passive income. One day, you might be physically or mentally ill enough to not be able to work. Avoid this by setting up systems to grow your net worth even when you aren't there. The 4-Hour Workweek is a great book on this, but I also made an entire video on passive income. Passive